Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bobby Bonilla. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting second. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Engel. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The DH, Dave Collins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Walt Terrell. And now, play ball. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi bunts towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Engel throws to second for one, and Trammell throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Bonilla moves to second. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Engel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive towards third. Tolleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is called out on strikes. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cruz moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Cruz moves to third. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Engel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cruz scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonilla hits a line drive towards first. Engel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Guillen. Parrish moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Engel takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Engel moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Tolleson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper. Bonilla reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coles hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fisk. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Brian Harper. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Pat Sheridan pinch hits for Dave Engel. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonilla scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheridan for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Collins moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Bill Dawley now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darrell Evans now playing first base. Pat Sheridan now playing right field. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Tolleson takes first base on ball 4. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coles moves to second. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coles scores. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz strikes out. Two outs. Rod Craig pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Brian Little now playing shortstop. Mark Hill now catching. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonilla scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheridan for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob James now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Cangalosi reaches second base with a double. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tolleson strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cangalosi moves to third. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Coles hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bonilla bunts towards the mound. Campbell juggles the ball. That's an error on Campbell. Fisk moves to third. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive towards first. Evans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Hewlett now playing second base. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheridan hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.